Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Chav Tes, the last line of Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, Ikid Amri Amra Yesiv. So yesterday we learned in the Mishnah, Shleish Dvarim Amra Blaz Ben Patel Lefnei Chachamim, V'kayim Muz Dvarav, and he first taught us, Al Yesh Shekufu Kakam, Val Sfinam Tumarefes Beyam, Val Yetzi Lidayin, Shehem Becheskes Kayamin, and regarding all Dinim, there's a Chazakah that that person is still alive. But then Rabbi Blaz Ben Patel continued, Aval Yesh Shekuf Shekakam, V'sfinu Sheav De Beyam, O Val Yetzi Liharig, Neslim Chumri Chayim V'chumri Mesim, and regarding Hayetzi Liharig, the Gemara in the first version stated, the Rabbi Yisuf said that Leishana Obezin Shal Yisrael, that the only time that we have a suffix and relation of Chumri Chayim and Chumri Mesim is only by Bezin Shal Yisrael, because we have to be concerned that the Bezin actually overturned their original psak and their original verdict, and therefore maybe he didn't die. And Rabbi Yisuf continued, Our Bezin Shal Avdachavim, Kibn Gamal Dina Lakhtala Mikdal Kotle, but certainly by Bezin of Goyim, since they have a Gemara Din, therefore he will certainly be put to death, and there's no way to appeal that verdict, and we could be certain that this person is dead, and there wouldn't be a din that Nislam Chumri Chayim v'Chumri Mesim. And according to this version, Abayi asked Rabbi Yisuf that L'chari, even by Goyim, they actually makabel Sheichad. And Rabbi Yisuf responded that the only time that a Bezin Shel Akum will receive Sheichad is only Kishakli Mikamid Lachdim Parsi Shramag, that it's only prior to them actually having a Chasimus Adin. However, after they had a Chasimus Adin, then a Bezin Shel Akum will not receive Sheichad and will not overturn their ruling. And the Gemara then brought two brises as a riot against Rabbi Yisuf, and the Gemara answered those questions. And our Gemara now begins, Ikad Amri, that is another version as to what Rabbi Yisuf stated. And Rabbi Yisuf actually said exactly the opposite. And he said that when Rabbi Blaz Ben Patel taught us in the Mishnah that a Yetzel Harig is Nisnav Chumri Chayim V'Chumri Mesim, that is only talking about a case, El Bezin Shal Avdachavim, where Reuven was being taken out to be killed by a Bezin of Akum. And it's only that case that we have to say that Nisnav Chumri Chayim, as we have to be concerned that maybe he's still alive, because a non-Jewish court would take Sheikhed and would take bribery, and this would happen even after the Gemara Din, even after the stage that we called beforehand, Lebasa the Mechtam Parsi Shnamag. And we continue on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, our Bezin Shal Yisrael, but if it was by a Jewish court, and this person was Chayim Misa through a Jewish court, Kivin Nafgalei Dina Liktala Kotlei, once Bezin Paskins that this person is Chayim Misa, they certainly will put him to death, and there is no possibility that they'll receive Sheikhad, and that they'll take bribery. And in the top places, he points out, Afagav Dam Sanhedrin, that even though the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Membez points out, Shei Echad Rechav Al Sos, that even after the Gemara Din, and while they were taking a person out to be killed through the Abba Mises Bezin, they would have someone riding on a horse, and he would wave flags if they found some sort of a schus in order to tell people to hold back on the execution. So L'chari, even though Bezin Shal Yisrael won't take bribery, but there's still a chash that maybe this person is still alive, as maybe they overturned and they appealed his ruling. And Taisa says, even though this is true, however, that would not be enough reason to be nice and lem chumri chayim, as l'mais it's not shchi, that there will be new evidence that comes to light after Bezin already tried to find any manner that they could find him innocent, and therefore once they're putting him to death, the likelihood is that he died, and therefore Rabbi Yisuf holds that by a Bezin Shel Yisrael, you don't have to worry and you don't have to be Noislam Chumri Chayim. And Rashi makes the same point as Taisus in the first Rashi in the Amid, but a little bit later on in the Gemara, and Rashi says, Kleima Lishchiach Hilkach Loi Misafkinam Bahi. And keep in mind that the next Gemara until the Mishnah will be exactly like we had on Daf Chav Chesam Beis, except over there we were trying to bring different brises and rias against Rabbi Yisuf, and in our Gemara we're going to bring the same brises but as rias to Rabbi Yisuf. And the Gemara continues, Amli Abayis, Abayis said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yisuf, Bezin Shal Yisrael Nami Asher Dechazi L'Zchusa, that L'chayr Yim by Bezin Shal Yisrael, we should be concerned that maybe they found his chus, and because the Pasuk says V'Tzilu Eidah, so maybe they will overrule his execution. And the Gemara answers, Ki Chazi L'Zchusa Mekamid L'G Medina, even though it may be Shchiach for them to find his chus before Gemara Din, and therefore prior to Gemara Din Ein Chinami, we have to be concerned for that. However, Basa Gmadino, once there's a Gmadin, Sule Chazle Schusa, then it's not Shriach that Bezin will find his chus, and therefore we don't even have to have a suffix that maybe Bezin will find his chus and they'll overrule the original Psak. And the Gemara continues, Leim Misiele, let's bring a Raya to the Shita Rabbi Yisuf that if Bezin Shal Yisrael, we don't have to worry and we're not going to be Cheshit that maybe they'll find his chus, as the Mishnah Mesechus Makis and Daf Zion states, Mishnah Gmadino Baruch, if someone had a Gmadin, that is Chai Misa, and then he ran away from Bezin, then the Mishnah stated, Kalmokim Shiabdu Shnayim V'yayimru, that if two people get up and they say in a different bezin, that was saying Edis about his person, that he had Gmadin and Bezin Shal Pliny is Chayim Misa, who Pliny Edim, and they give specifics and they say these two people was Edim, Harezei Harig, the din is that this second bezin will put him to death immediately, and we don't have to worry that maybe the first bezin found his chus and overturned its ruling, so we see it's not Shchiach, you don't have to be Choshish that the original bezin found his chus, and therefore you can kill him without investigating any further. And the Gemara answers that this is not necessary. necessarily raya as Dilma Bereich Shiny. Maybe over there, since this person ran away, and therefore it's Megala that he was actually Chayiv, so that's why we're not going to worry that maybe Bezin will find his chus. But maybe in the standard case where he didn't run away, maybe over there we would still have to worry that maybe Bezin will find his chus. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya to Rabbi Yosef from the following Braisa. Show me Bezin Shali Saul. If you've heard from a Jewish Bezin, show you that they said, Ish Plenim Mace, that this person died, Ish Plenim Nerig, that this person was killed. So based on that alone, you see us Ishtoi, then we allow his wife to get married as we could be sure that the person died and we could communicate Shalom Duchavim. However, if you heard this from a non-Jewish executioner, Ish Plenim Mace, Ish Plenim Nerig, either this person died or this person was executed, in that case, we do not believe the guy and his wife cannot get married. And the Gemara goes through the same exercise as we had in Daf Chav Chesem Beis, my mace and my nerig. When the Braisa spoke about him dying and spoke about the person being killed, what is it referring to? Elaim and mace mamish, venerig mamish. If you're going to say that when the Braisa mentioned mace, it means that he actually died and this Jew was actually chay misa in Bezin, not because he was over on one of the dollar misais, but because he did an Avera and he was Shana and Shilesh, and therefore Bezin kept warning him and he didn't listen, so the din is not mechisais to the keeper, and they put him to death. Or that we heard that he mamish was killed and he was executed based on the Abba Mises Bezin, and this is the way you're going to explain the Braisa by the case of Shalom and Bezin Shal Yisrael. Then by the case of Kamatrisis Shalom Duchavim, you have to explain the Braisa exactly the same way, and the Kavosa Gabi Duchavim Amaya Yisuvah Sishtai. If that is the case, then why by a non-Jewish court can his wife not get married? How Kaim Balon come and see if Lefitumah Yamunu Mehemnele, the Lechay, we should believe this guy that this person was actually executed and was killed. And the Gemara therefore explains that the only way we can understand that there's an afkamina between a Bezin Shal Yisrael or the Kamatrisis Shalom Duchavim is in the following scenario. Elav Mace, when the Braisa says that this person died, it doesn't mean that he actually died already, but we only heard Yotzei Lamas, that he was being led to his death, and Venerig doesn't mean that we actually executed him, but Yotzei Leharig, he was being led to being executed. Therefore, from this Braisa, it's Muchach like Rabbi Yosef, by a Jewish court, once it's a Gemadin, then we could actually rely that this person must have been killed, as it's not Shkiyak that Bezin shall find his chus after they already had a Gemadin, and Miktani, and we just learned in the Braisa, me Bezin shall Yisrael, if we heard from Bezin of Yisrael, Yassiyu Asishtai, then his wife could get married, as we can be certain that this person was killed, and we don't have to be choshish that maybe Bezin overturned this psak. And the Gemara responds that from this Braisa we don't have a raya to Rabbi Yosef, because lo'ilam mis mamish v'nerig mamish, we're going back to the original way that we understood this Braisa, that really what happened is that either from a Bezin Shal Yisrael or from Kamatrisis Shal Akum, we heard that this person actually died or actually was executed already, and the Kabbosik Abba Ibchavim Amaloi, and even though you had a question that if it's Bezin Shal Akum, why would not believe the guy? And why does the Braisa say if we should believe this guy? And the Gemara answers that the only time that we say that we believe a guy when he's Mesiach Lefutumai is only in something where he doesn't have a vested interest and he doesn't take pride in that death. However, specifically in the Braisa where this person was the executioner and he's very happy and he takes pride in the fact that he could kill a Jew, then we have to worry that maybe he actually was taking pride in this and he was lying that he actually killed him or he already died. And even though this Akum is Mesiach Lefutumai, we still have to be chayshish that maybe this Yisrael is still alive and well. And we begin the new Mishnah, maybe get Eretz Yisrael if there's a Shliach Lahalacha that brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. And we know there's no requirement for the Shliach to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, Becholah, and then the Shliach gets sick, Harezu Mishacha B'yad Acha, then there's a din, the Shliach is a Shliach. And even though it is learned out of a Pasuk in Kedushin Adaf Memon Alf, as the Pasuk says Beshilcha, we learn out that the Chiddush said Beshilach, and therefore we learn out that Shliach is Eishu Shliach. However, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that there's no need for the Shliach to go to Bezin to Imana another Shliach, and the Shliach can appoint another Shliach, Beinoyu Bein Atzmai. The Mishnah continues that even though there's a din, the Shliach Eishu Shliach, this is not always the case, as Vim Amalai Tuli Yimena Chavitz Plaini, as if he would say to the Shliach, that I want you at the same time that you give this get to also take a package from my wife and bring that package back for me, Lo Yishachana Biyalecha, then the din is that the Shliach cannot make another Shliach, and the Mishnah tells us the reason, because it must be that the husband was actually makbid, that this Shliach goes and performs this duty, as he doesn't want his pekadin to be in someone else's hand, and he specifically wanted this Shliach to pick up that chayfetz, and therefore, b'negei the Shliachis of the get as well, the husband was specifically makbid, that this this person should deliver the get, and he shouldn't give it to shliach over to someone else. And we begin the Gemara. Rav Kana states cholotnan that our Mishnah that stated that shliach is a shliach. It stated that maybe get by itself the cholot and the shliach became sick. So therefore, it's muchach that the only time that we have a din of shliach is a shliach is only when the shliach was an einus. But if he wasn't einus, then he can't give over the shliach to someone else. And the Gemara says pshita lechayr the din of Rav Kana is pashut as cholotnan that the Mishnah specifically states that he was sick. And the Gemara says ma'ar tema who adin afagav lecholah that you may have a hamina that really the Mishnah is not makpid that he was sick. And it doesn't have to only be in a case where he's an einus. And generally we would say that shliach is a shliach no matter what. V'haydik tani chava. And the only reason why the Mishnah gave us a case where the shliach got sick is uch the milsik tani is because generally we have a cloud that shliach is a shliach husai. And therefore generally it's not normal for a shliach to go and make another shliach. And the Mishnah said the case must be where he got sick and therefore he didn't do the shliachis and he gave over the shliachis to someone else. But in a chenami, if he wasn't sick and he gave over the shliachis to someone else, that would also be valid. So Kamash once Rav Kana teaches us that in a chenami, our Mishnah is not lav dafka and actually is teaching us an actual halacha and is telling us that the only way that a shliach could give over his shliachis is only if he was sick and only if it's an oinus. But if there was no oinus, then the shliach can't give over his shliachis. And before we continue, we will skip four lines and we'll read the brisa and then we'll come back and learn the Gemara. The Gemara will bring the brisa that states, Hayloch getzel ishtai, if Reuben says to his shliach, take this get and deliver it to my wife, then we see that the Baal was not makbid that this person should deliver the get. He just wanted to make sure that the get is delivered, and therefore the shliach could make another shliach. However, if Reuben said, "Av hayloch getzel ishti," that you specifically should take this get to my wife, then Reuben was specifically makbid that this person should take the get to his wife and not another person, and therefore the din is that in shliach is a shliach. Rav Shimon Gamliel, in a shliach is a shliach, and Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches us that no matter what, the din is that shliach cannot make a shliach, and we would still say that in shliach is a shliach, even the husband said, hayloch getzel ishti. And with this machlokes in mind, let's go back to the Gemara. Hechi dami, the Gemara asks, what is our Mishnah talking about? Idam alei hoylich, if the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband says it's hoylich, so afagab lechol nami, so how could Rav Kana and the Mishnah state that he had to be sick and has to be oinus, even if it wasn't oinus, the din is that shliach is a shliach, v'idam alei atoylich, and if Reuven said specifically that I want you to take this get to my wife, afilu chol nami loy, then it's mamish akbada, and therefore even if the shliach gets sick, he should not be able to demand another shliach, and we should say, in shliach is a shliach, and if Rav Shimon Gamliel, and this is the Mishnah is going according to Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, afilu chol nami loy, then even if it's a case where he said hoylich and the person was sick, he should still not be able to make another shliach, as we just saw the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Brisa, and we will now reread the Brisa, the Tanya, as we learned the Brisa, hoylich getzel ishti hareiz mishach biadacha, at hoylich getzel ishti hareiz loyishachar biadacha, and Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, bin kach ubin kach, in a shliach is a shliach. And of course, the main point of the Gemara's question is that since this Brisa doesn't mention anything about the shliach becoming sick, not in the words of the Tanakhama, not in the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so l'chira, how can we explain our Mishnah where the Mishnah states how maybe get by itself v'cholah how raise the mishachah biadacher that the only time the shliach could be a shliach is only when the shliach got sick and he was an oinus. And the Gemara will now bring three different terutzim and explain our Mishnah in three different ways. The first terutz is hayloch v'hu d'cholah that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to the shliach hayloch getzel ishti, and even so the Mishnah teaches us that the only time that this would be valid and we would say the shliach is a shliach is only when the shliach was cholah and the shliach was oinus. And in the Chenami, although the Tanakam or the Brisa doesn't say that, but really when the Tanakam and the Brisa state hayloch getzel ishti harezu mishach biadacher, it's only referring to a case of cholah. And even though generally a Brisa is more lengthy than a Mishnah, over here the Mishnah is actually megala on the Brisa. And the Bayisema, if you want, I could tell you at hayloch v'cholah shani that in the Chenami our Mishnah is going like the Tanakam and is talking about a case where Reuven said to the shliach at hayloch getzel ishti that I specifically want you to take this get to my wife. And even though in the Brisa the Tanakama said the Tanakama doesn't mean that the shliach can never send it with another person. It just means that generally in such a scenario, the husband is makbid that the shliach should deliver the gets personally and he shouldn't give over the shliach to someone else. But the husband understood that if the shliach has an inis and the shliach is sick, then certainly he wants the shliach to deliver the get through another shliach. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, maybe get by itself, it's referring to this case where the husband said, at hayloch getzel ishti. In that case, if the shliach becomes sick, then we would say, shliach is a shliach. But according to the second teretz, keep in mind that in a chenami, if Reuven would say to a shliach, hayloch getzel ishti, then the din is, harezu mishachu biadacher, even if he would not become sick. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayis emo, or I could give you a third teretz, Rav Shimon Gamliel hi, that our Mishnah is going like the shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'chol ishani, and even though Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, bin kach, in a shliach is a shliach, However, Rav Shimon Gamliel was discussing a case where the shliach did not become sick and he wasn't an oinis. However, if the shliach becomes sick and he's an oinis, and even Rav Shimon Gamliel is meida that shliach is a shliach, and when our Mishnah says that maybe get better itself v'chola raise the mishalcha biyad acha, it's referring to the din of Rav Shimon Gamliel that since he got sick, so therefore all agree that shliach is a shliach. And let us see the second thesis on the Amid in Diva Maskel Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer ben kachu ben kach lo yishalchen biyad acha, and thesis bothered that according to Havim in the Gemara and according to the first two terutzim in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel always holds that shliach is ino is a shliach, but how could that be if the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin has a first limud of v'shil v'shilcha melamin she shliach is a shliach? And Taisus answers that ino chenami, that Gemara Masechtas Kedushin is referring to a case where the husband is not makpid and he allows the shliach to make another shliach. However, in a case where the husband doesn't say that he allows the shliach to make a shliach, at least according to the Havim in the Gemara and the first two truths of the Gemara, it would seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that in no case can a shliach make a shliach. And our Gemara continues and answers here between our Mishnah and a Mishnah that's found later on in the Masechta on the Afsamach Vav and Aleph. As now we learned in our Mishnah, how maybe get Beretzol v'chola raise the Mishalcha b'yadacha and verminu and alesu astira, that we're going to see in the Mishnah later on that in shliach is a shliach. As Omer l'shnayim tnu get l'shtayi, if Reuven says to two people, I want you to give a get to my wife, Rashi clarifies that Reuven didn't give the shliach a get, and therefore it must be that he said, I want to appoint you as my edim. I want you to make sure to write the get and you sign on the get and give this get to my wife. And Rashi says, even though Reuven did not tell them that you specifically have to write a get, the din is that these Edim have to specifically write a get and give the get to the wife, and they can't go and hire a sefer to write this get. And it is from this point that the Gemara has a stira, as we see in the Gei Ksivas HaGet, we don't say that shliach is a shliach. And let's finish the Mishnah, or Reuven said to three people, I want you to write a get and give it to my wife. And the Mishnah teaches us, in the case where he said this to two people, then he made them the Edim, and they have to actually write the get, and they can't point another person to write the get for them. However, when he said this to three people, then he reminded them as a Bezin, and they could appoint a Sefer to write the get, and they don't have to specifically write the get. But Lemaisa, we see from the case where he said to two Edim, that I want you to write the get, that they have to write the get, and they can't give their Shlichas over to a Sefer, that we see, in Shlich is a Shlich, which is steered to our Mishnah, as the Gemara says, in that they are the only one that could write the get, but it can't appoint a shliach. And the Gemara brings two terutzim to differentiate between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav. Amar Baya, Baya states, Hasam Tayamai, the reason over there that it can't appoint a shliach, is Mishum Mizoy Nabal, because Me'ikra Adin, a husband should write a get for his wife, and since the husband doesn't know how to write a get, therefore he's embarrassed, therefore specifically B'negei Aksivas HaGet, the husband is Makbid and Ein Shliach is a shliach. However, Hacha Balei Kabid, over here, which is a question of a shliach Leilacha, the husband is not Makbid as to who actually delivers the get, and as long as the get is delivered, the husband is happy, and therefore the din is that shliach is a shliach. And the third tesis on the Amid, Dina Maskel Mishum Bezayin Debal, tesis bothered the Lechira, the Mishnah states, Harei Eilu Yichtiv Yitnu, and it's Mashmar, and that in this case, there's a Makbada that the Edim actually have to deliver the get by themselves, and they can't make a shliach, even with the get and the shliach is for Halacha. And Lechira, according to Abayas Teretz, why should it be that these Edim Dafka have to be the ones who deliver this get? And tesis says, two terutzim, number one, when it says Yichtivu Yitnu, Agev Yichtivu Noki Yitnu, that in the Chanami, because we had to say that specifically they have to write a get, therefore we use the Lashon Yitnu, but in the Chanami, they could appoint a Shliach. And then Taisa says another Teretz, Inami, or we could say that actually in our case of the Mishnah, Daf Samu Vav, it actually specifically that these Edim have to deliver the get, because Al Yidei Shiyemu La'acha Shiyitain, if the Edim will go and say to someone else that they should deliver the get, Yagi Bidava Shabal Lekosvoy, then these people will understand that the husband didn't know how to write, Umakbe Gabon Nesina, and therefore the husband is Makbid in this specific case regarding the Nesina as well, as he's nervous that his secret won't be safe and that people will know that he doesn't know how to write, since the husband's concerned about his Bezoyin, therefore he's Makbid even on the Nesina. And Taitza continues that how could we say the husband has Bezoyin if Lemaisa, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Bezo and Bez, taught us Ha'isha Kaisevis as Gita, that a woman can write the get and it's not necessarily the husband writing the get. That certainly Me'ikah Adin, the husband should write it, and definitely the husband has to pay for the Ksivis HaGet. The Chiddush in the Mishnah that Chav Pesim and Beis is that Filo Isha Kaseves, that even if he tells his wife to write it, Kasha, that it's going to be Kasha, the Yadas Lakhnuye, and as we explained, because she knows how to be Makhdi to get to the husband in order that he should have a proper Nesina. And the Gemara continues with the second Teretz, Rav Amar, Rav explains, Mishum Dimilin Ninu, that since over here, the husband did not give these Edim the actual get, and they didn't have something that's Be'en, and all he did was that he told them that I want you to write a get and then give it to my wife. So even though certainly in that case, the these edim could go and write the get, and they could give it to his wife. However, the ma'isa, the klal of shliach, it's a shliach, doesn't apply over here because mili loy mimsur the shliach. And Rashi explains that since in the Mishnah daf samach vavavim nalf shloim muslim el dvarim ve'im bedvarim koyach liyas chayzin mimsur la'acha, and they don't have the koyach to give over words of the husband to someone else. I'll get to ispei mishasha chayzin mimsur. However, if the husband gives the actual get to a shliach, then certainly the shliach could give over that shlichus to someone else. And the Gemara continues, my benau, what's an afkamina practically between the teretz of Abaye and teretz of Rava? And the Gemara answers, it could be now shliach matana over plukta to Rav Shmuel, the nafkamina would be benegei a shliach that was appointed in order to write a shtar matana over plukta to Rav Shmuel, and this is based on the same achlekes between Rav and Shmuel as Rav Amar matana in a get. Rav says that the din of matana is not similar to the din by get, and the din is that a shliach would be able to be a shliach, and the edim can appoint a sefer in order to write the actual shtar matana. And as Rashi says, that Rav is going according to Shita Abaya, that the reason why a baal is makbid by a get is because he would be embarrassed. However, that's only benegei a get because there's a din that he has to write a get. However, since benegei a shtar matana, the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Babasra that the makabel matana actually writes the get, and he's noisin zeschar. Therefore, the noisin matana is not embarrassed that he can't write a shtar matana. And if the edim want to appoint a sefer to write the shtar matana, they will be able to do so. However, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues in Rav, and he says matana harei could get, that there is no difference between a matana and a get. And Shmuel holds like Rava that mili nino mili le mimsul shliach, and therefore, just like benegei a get, if the husband tells the shliach that I want you to go and write a get for me, that the din is that he has to write it himself and he can't go to a sefer. So the same din applies to a shtar matana since mili le mimsul shliach. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah vim amalei tuli yemenu klayf explaining lo yishalchena biad acha shein vitzeni sheipetenu biad acha. We saw that although in the Rishon of Mishnah we said that shliach is oisur shliach, however in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Mishnah quantified that the only time that we say shliach is a shliach is in a normal case. However, if Reuven told the shliach that I want you to deliver this get, I also want you to pick up a package from my wife at that same time, then the din is that he cannot go give over that shlichus she'in mitzvah nishay pektayin b'yad achar. And of course, the pashas of the Mishnah is that in this case, a shliach is not a shliach. However, Amr Rish Lakish says, kan shana rabbi in a shayl v'shay lahashal v'in a seichu v'shay lahatzchah. It really been a gay, the kashas of the get, even though Reuven said, tuli himena chavetz pleni, then it would be that even if the shliach gave over the shlichus to someone else, the get would be valid. And even though the Mishnah said, lo yishal chanam b'yad achar, it's teaching us another din, and Rebbe was trying to teach us that when someone actually borrows something, he can't give over that chavetz to someone else. And the same applies when someone leases something, or rents something, then he can't sublease this to someone else. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Chanan, so Rabbi Chanan said back to Rish Lakish, zu, afilu tenekish shabes rabin, yoydenei saw, this din that ina shayl v'shay l'hashal, ina seichu v'shay l'haskar, is certainly a pasha din, and every young child understands that, and therefore that can't be what Rebbe's trying to teach us in the Mishnah, and it must be that Rebbe is teaching us that there actually are times when this get would not be valid. And as the Gemara says, El Zimna the Gita Nami Lehavi, and there are cases where if the husband said Tuli Himena Chavitz Plaini, that the get would actually not be valid, and the Gemara will explain what this means. And Rebbe Echanan continues, the Nasa Kamisha Amaloi, that this is similar to a case where Reuven would say to the Shliach, Al Tagasha Elo Bebayis Vigirsha Baliyah, that I want to make sure that you divorce her in my home and not on the second story, or Al Tagasha Elo Bimin, I want to make sure when you give it a get, you give the get with your right hand, and Vigirsha Bismol, and he Maisa gave the get with his left hand, that even though that's not part of the kashas of a get, but still that was part of the husband, and therefore the get would not be valid. And similarly, Rabbi Echanan says that there will be times when a get would not be valid in a scenario where the husband said, I want you to pick up a package from my wife. And the Gemara now continues to explain the machlekes between Rabbi Echanan and Reish Lakish, and the Gemara starts to kuli alma hichad nafkal ape v'yavol lechifetz v'had the shakel min egita kuli alma lepliga de gita mal yahave. And Rashi explains in the Amar Rabbi Echanan zimna de gita nami lehave that since Rabbi Echanan said that there are times when this get is not a valid get, mashma de rei pamim have gita v'afilu sholch b'yad acher, and therefore it's mashma that Rabbi Echanan holds then in the same case of our Mishnah where he said I want you to pick up a package for me, then in most cases Rabbi Echanan would say that even if the shliach is oisah shliach, that the get would be valid. And therefore the Gemara teaches us that Rabbi Echanan certainly would agree to Reish Lakish that if Reuven said to the shliach that I want you to make sure to pick up a package for me and make sure to do so prior to giving her the get, and the shliach actually makes another shliach and the second shliach actually performs the exact way that the husband wanted, and he first gets that package from this woman and then he gives her the get, that certainly that would be a valid get even according to Rabbi Echanan, as the Maisa he followed exact protocols that the husband set. And Rashi points out that even though in the Mishnah we said she'in mitzvah she'in b'yad acher, and it's mashman in no case could the shliach make a shliach, but Rashi 2 lines before the end of the Amid states that afagav the in mitzvah she'in b'yad acher shlichas the gita loy bottle, that on the get he was not makbid at all. The get in the talui bechefetz, and the kashas of the get is not talui in the acceptance of the chefetz. The efshe sheyelach v'yitol chefetz. Certainly, all will agree that if shliach A would actually go and take the chefetz v'yishlach haget piad acher, and he would send the get with another person, that certainly would be valid, and therefore hilkach afilu shina bechefetz. Even if the first shliach gives over the shliaches of the chefetz to another shliach, ain zeh shina beget, that doesn't affect the kashas of the get. Shere kibel chefetz v'achi nason, because the maisi followed the husband's instructions, and the second shliach took the package prior to giving the get. And the Mefarshim discussed that why is it that the Gemara gave an example of Hecha de Nafka Lapei, that the wife went out to meet the shliach, if L'chayr, it should not be relevant to the halacha, and even if the shliach just accepts the package from her before he gives her the get, the same thing should apply. And Taisa says, Nakat Hachi Mishnah Masisin Ayyah Becholah Shliach Rishon, that since the Mishnah is talking about a case where the first shliach Kertik, and he never got to the place where the woman was, so therefore we say that this woman started walking towards the shliach, but the Maisa, at some point, she met the second shliach, and she gave him this chefetz that the husband wanted, and then she received the get. And the Miri explains, Lav Dafka Nafka Lapei, it's not necessarily talking about a case where she had to meet the shliach, Shalei Nama Al-Darach Tachis, Klema, Shekablosa Besivcha, and the Gemara is telling us that this woman was so happy to receive her get, and to see the shliach, Shalei Yikpidu Benesina Sechefetz Chila, and therefore, certainly, she wasn't disappointed that she had to give this chefetz first in order to receive the get. And the Gemara continues, Ki Pligi, where is the machlekes between Rabbi Chameish Lakish, Hecha de Amalei, Shkol Mino Chepetz, Vahad de Havlegita? It is certainly in the same scenario where the husband said to the Shliach, I want you to take the Chepetz from my wife and only afterwards give the get to her. And we continue on Daf Chavtesan Abbez, and Rashi states, Dechi Amalei, Shkol Chepetz, Bereisha, Kapit Eo, then the husband is Makbid, Shubedaikta La'akib Aget, and like Titanle Chepetz, Lodaisa Beguna Achetitan, they wanted to make sure they received this Chepetz, and therefore he was Makbid and specifically told the Shliach that I wanted to make sure that you only give her a get once you receive the package from her, and therefore in this case the husband actually was makbid, he was told the nesina seget in the nesina sechefetz, and certainly if shliach A would actually give her the get before receiving the package from her, that certainly this get would not be valid. And as the Gemara says, v'ozel iu, and then shliach went v'yav l'gita and gave the get to her v'hadar shakam in chefetz, and only afterwards did he take the chefetz from her. Rabbi Yechman paisel boy v'koshkin b'shluchai, and in this case, since the shliach did not follow the proper instructions, therefore it doesn't make a difference if the shliach A is the one who delivered the get, or Shliach B is the one who delivered the get first, they would both be puzzled. And as Rashi explains, V'hainu the Kama, and this is what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said, Zimna the Gita Namil Havi, that there is a case where the get would not be valid, Hilkach Tanam Masisin, Lo Yishachan B'yad Acher. Therefore, Mishnah says that in this case, the initial Shliach should make sure not to make another Shliach, because if he does so, it may come out a problem, as maybe Shliach A will not give over the proper instructions to Shliach B, or the second Shliach may not be makbid on these instructions. Shliach B may give over the get to the wife prior to receiving the chefetz from her, and of course in that case the get would be pasul, and therefore based on Eitzah Taiva we said that a shliach should not make a shliach in this case. But in the Chanami, even Rabbi Yechman agrees that the shliach made another shliach, and the second shliach went and performed the duties responsibly, and he actually made sure to get the chefetz from the wife and only afterwards deliver the get, then the get would be valid. And Lefizeh, when the Mishnah stated she'im ritzayni she'im pekdayni b'yad acher, it doesn't mean that a husband doesn't want the chefetz to go into the other shliach's hand, it just means that he wants to make sure that the wife actually delivers the chefetz to the shliach, and therefore initially the husband was makbid that the shliach should actually receive the pekodin from his wife first and should not remain in the hands of the wife, because he was concerned that maybe if he delivers the get first, the wife will not return the chefetz. And the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish machshe b'shluchay v'koshkein boy, and Reish Lakish holds that uchle mulsa kamalei, that this was not akpada, and therefore even if shliach B and certainly if shliach A actually delivers the get first and only afterwards takes the chefetz, get would still be valid. And the only reason why a Mishnah says that in the case where a husband says totally he meant a chefetz plainly that lo yishalchan b'yad acher is she'in ritzayni she'epikdani b'yad acher, is because the husband has a specific akpado that he doesn't want a bekodin to be in the hands of a shliach that he did not appoint. And as Reish Lakish explained, that Kan Shani Rebbe is not teaching us in the Mishnah that ain shliach is a shliach. Rebbe is just teaching us a separate din that's not really relevant to the din of a gittin. And Rebbe is teaching us that in all cases in a shoyl v'shoyl lahashol v'in a seichel v'shoyl lahascha, that if Shimon borrowed a chefetz from Reuven, he can't lend that chefetz to Levi, and the same then applies that if Shimon leases a property from Reuven, he can't sublease that property to Levi. And I didn't tell you to do a maskul Rabbi Yechon Paisel Boy the Kolshkin Mishluchai, where he asked from Rashi that according to Rashi, we have to explain the last line of the Mishnah of She'in Ritzayin She'epikdayin B'yad Acher, that's referring to the hands of the wife, and that's not the standard usage of this phrase of In Ritzayin She'epikdayin B'yad Acher. And Taisa says, V'zen Nir deichik, the gamze deichik, and there's another deichik, the leishal chenem biad echa, shal yishka chloime, kasha om abal, that the reason why we say that you can't send it with another shliach is because the first shliach did not forget to give over the proper instructions to the second shliach, and l'chari, that's a deichik, and ayin tes is how he learns our Gemara. We continue with the new Mishnah, that although we said on Amin Aleph in the Mishnah, hamevi get barit sor v'chola, reza mishalcha biad echa, that the shliach can make another shliach, and he doesn't have to go to Bezin to do so. However, our Mishnah now teaches us, hamevi get medin sor v'chola, that if Reuven appoints a shliach to be a shliach l'alocha and bring a get from Medina Siyam, and the din is the yasim in front of nechtam, so if that shliach gets sick and he can make another shliach, ois a shliach bebezin u'mishachoi, then the initial shliach cannot make a shliach b'noyu v'natzmai, and shliach A would have to go to Bezin and appoint a shliach in Bezin to take his place. Then Bezin would allow shliach B to go and bring the get to the Reuven's wife. And some agurus, instead of ois a shliach bebezin u'mishachoi, the agurus ois a bezin u'mishachoi, that he goes to Bezin, he will say before nechtam, as we'll see in a moment, and then Bezin will appoint another shliach, and Bezin will then send out shliach B to deliver the get to Reuven's wife. And the Mishnah continues that prior to Bezin allowing shliach A to give over shlichus to shliach B, so shliach A has to say in front of Bezin, before nechtam, as he lemaisa has knowledge that it was written in front of him and sealed and signed in front of him, as he received this get and he received the shlichus from the husband b'nias yam. And since shliach B did not receive the shlichus directly from the husband, therefore he won't necessarily have knowledge of before nechtam, and therefore we make sure that the first shliach says before nechtam before letting the shliach go out and deliver the get. And the shliach achrin tzarich shiyam before nechtam, and the last shliach doesn't have to say before nechtam. And the mefarshim discuss that l'chayr the lashon of the Mishnah is not meduyik, as it's not that shliach B doesn't have to say before nechtam, but l'chayr he can't say before nechtam, as he wasn't there. And number two, the Gemara will be meduyik that the Mishnah doesn't say v'ein shliach hasheni tzarich shiyam before nechtam. And it says, and the Mishnah ends, when Shliach B delivers this get, he will say that I'm a Shliach Bezin. And as Rashi says, and therefore we could take it for granted that Bezin did this properly, and Shliach A must have said before nechtam. And the Gemara begins, and the Gemara will now bring two different versions of a story with Avimi Breid Ravo. So Amalei Rabbanon Avimi Breid Ravo, the first version is that Rabbanon said to Avimi, the son of Ravo, by my name Ravo, we want you to go ask a shayla from your father Ravo, shliach to shliach, mashvi shliach aloi, can a shliach that was appointed by a shliach go and create another shliach or not? Meaning, certainly we said that shliach is ois a shliach, but the shayla is that once you have a shliach that made another shliach, can shliach B make another shliach and make shliach C? And the Gemara tells us, Amal Hu, Savim Breid Ravo said to the Chachamim, Halai to Bailuchu, this should not be a shayla to you, Militani, since we learned in our Mishnah, Ein shliach achrein, tzarich shiyam, before nechtam, and it doesn't say shliach hasheni, and it says the last shliach, and Mechlal de Mashvi Shliach, therefore it's Muchach from the Mishnah that a second Shliach can appoint a third Shliach, and that's why the Mishnah was very careful by saying Ein Shliach Achrein and didn't speak about the second Shliach. And the Gemara continues, Elakita Bailachu, Ki Mashvi Shliach Bebezin, Oyafil Shloi Bebezin. Avimi Breid Ravo said over to the Chachamim that if you do have a Shaila, the following should be a Shaila, that even though we said that the first Shliach has to go to Bezin in order to appoint the second Shliach, that's because he has to say before nechtam, but maybe one Shliach A appoint a Shliach B in Bezin, maybe Shliach B could go and appoint Shliach C, even though he's not in Bezin. And the Gemara continues, Amar Leih, the Rabbanon said to Avimi Breid Ravo, that since you brought us the Raya from the Mishnah, so now this Shaila is not going to be Shvertas either, because Hanami Loimi Baylon, at this point, this wouldn't be Shvertas either, Militani, since the Mishnah said that the last Shliach doesn't have to say before nechtam. However, the Mishnah says that Imeb, but the last Shliach does have to say Shliach Bezdinani, that I was appointed by a Bezdin. And clearly we see that even if Shliach B appoints a third Shliach, that has to be done in front of Bezin, and that's why even the last Shliach can say that Shliach Bezin Ani. And the Gemara continues with the second version of the story. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Hachi, Rav Nachman Yitzchak taught us the story as follows. Amar Rabbanan Avimi Breid Ravo, Rabbanan asked Avimi Breid Ravo, by my name Ravo, asked the Shaila from your father, Shliach to Shliach, Kimashvi Shliach Bezin, or Shliach Bezin, that certainly we know that Shliach can make another Shliach, but our Shaila is, when Shliach B makes Shliach C, does he have to do so in front of Bezin or not? Amalhu, so Avimi Breid Ravo said, that why are you asking a shayla if there's a requirement for Shliach B to appoint Shliach C in front of Bezin, if L'chayri should even ask if Shliach B can even appoint a third Shliach. And the Gemara continues, so Amru Lei, so the Rabbanan said to Avimi, Haloi Chami Baylan, we don't have the Shaila. At the time, since in our Mishnah we learned, Ein Shliach Achrein, Tzarech Shiyem, Mifarei Nechtam, Mifarei Nechtam, and since the Mishnah did not say Ein Shliach Sheni, and it said Achrein, so it must be that the second Shliach can make another Shliach. And as the Rabbanan say, Mechlal, the Shliach Mashvi Shliach, Alakikam Baylan, Bezin, Shleim Bezin, and our only Shaila is, does this have to be in front of Bezin or not? And Amalahu, and on this Avimi responded, Hanami Lei to Baylacho, once you brought me this Mishnah, then of course that should not be a Shaila to you either. The Tani, Alaim Shliach Beznani, that the last Shliach has to say, I'm a Shliach Bezin, and therefore we see that even though he's not the second Shliach, he still is appointed by Bezin, and the only way that Shliach B could appoint Shliach C is only in front of Bezin. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi states, Shliach Beretzol, Isa Kamishluchin, that certainly we just saw that Shliach to Shliach is Mashvi Shliach, but maybe you would think that that is only in Chutz Laretz, since Bezin is involved in the process, and Rabbi's Mechadish that even in Eretzol, where Shliach B will go and create his own Shliach C, and he doesn't have to go to Bezin, and all those Shluchim are valid, and Rashi says, Ve'in Tzarech Bezin, Hol Ve'ini Rishin, Tzarech Loima, Fonin Nechtav, Ha'achrinami, In Tzarech Loima, Shliach Bezinani, therefore the Leah Shliach doesn't have to say Shliach Bezinani, and in Eretzol, the din is that Shliach to Shliach is Mashvi Shliach, and you could go on forever, and there was never a requirement for this process to be done in Bezdin. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi states, in Mesrishim Batlu Kulon, that if Ruvain makes Shimon into a Shliach, Shimon makes Levi into a Shliach, and Levi makes Yehuda into a Shliach, for example, then if Shimon dies, then all the Shluchim would be Batl. And for example, in the case that we just gave, Yehuda would not be able to give the get, since the original Shliach Shimon already died prior to the get being delivered to Rachel. And Rashi says, Kasavar Rav Ashi holds Mikoichi Bo, that all the Shluchim come from the Koyach of the original Shliach. And the Gemara explains, Rav Ashi said, Hoda Abba de Katnusihi, that this Svara of my father was said when he was very young, and therefore he made a mistake in the Svara, as Elam makes Baal, Midi Mishasha Ispuhu, that we know Benegea, husband, certainly if he dies, then the get would not be valid, and certainly in Get Lachemisa, however, Kulu, all the Shluchim, Mikoich Mankasu, whose Koyach are they coming from? Mikoich the Balkasu, they're coming from the Koyach of the husband, and therefore they're all dependent on the husband being alive. However, there is no requirement for every single Shliach in the chain to be alive, and even if one of the shluchim die, there's still a valid shlichus, and the last shliach could go and deliver this get as long as the husband's still alive. And as the Gemara says, Isa Labal is no lekulu, as long as the husband is alive, then all the shluchim are valid. Leisa Labal, if the husband died, less no lekulu, then the entire shlichus is bottled, and you can no longer give this get. And the Gemara continues with a story that's relevant to shliach making a shliach. Who gavra the shadal gita l'debisu? There was this person, let's call him Ruvain, who sent the get to his wife Rachel, and he was going to send this get with Shimon. And Amar shliach lo yadan Allah, and immediately Shimon said to Reuven, that I don't know your wife Rachel. Amalei, so Reuven said to Shimon, Zil Yavile Abba Ben Yumi, when you get to that town, go over to Abba Ben Yumi and give it to him. Do you yadala that he knows her, Velez of Lace Lanale, and Abba Ben Yumi will be able to deliver the get. So Asav lo Eshkach la Abba Ben Yumi, Shimon went to that town and he couldn't find Abba Ben Yumi. However, Ashkei le Ravo, Rav Chanina ba Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, they did find Ravo, Rav Chanina ba Papa, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and they were three Dayanim, and they were Bezin, Vyasa Rav Safra Gabaru, and Rav Safra was sitting together with them. And Amru Lei, so Ravo, Rav Chanina ba Papa, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said to Shimon, Misom Mila Kamedi Don, the Chiesi Abba Ben Yumi, Nisvin Lei, Velezev Lisvin Allah. And Bezin told Shimon that you should immediately give over the get to us, and since you came from Chutz Laretz, therefore you have to say, Befarin Nechtam, and once you do so we'll hold on to the get. And once Abba Ben Yumi comes to Bezin, we will give it to him, Mitari Shlichis, and he'll be a Shlich Bezin, and then he'll be able to go and deliver the get to Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Amul Rav Safra, Rav Safra said to Rav Vo, Rav Chanina Ba Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Vashlich Shloinitin Lagerishinu, Lachayr Shimon was not a Shliach of Ruvain in order to deliver this get. He was only a Shliach to go and give this get to Abba Ben Yumi, and therefore, how could it be that he'll deliver this get to Bezin, and Bezin will now give this to Abba Ben Yumi? And the Gemara says, Ichsefu, that in Chanami, Rav Vo, Rav Chanina Ba Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha accepted this challenge from Rav Safra, and they were embarrassed. Amravan, Rav says, Kapchinu Rav Safra, Lutlas Rabbanan Smuchi, Rav Safra properly embarrassed these Rabbanan, as Rashi says, Kotaragleim, Shloim Matsuragleim, Ludivreim, that it was as if Rav Safra cut off the legs of these Rabbanan because they didn't have a leg to stand on. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Safra asked this question and Rav agreed to the question of Safra, however, Rav Ashi says, Bemakapchinu, Rav Safra's challenge to these Rabbanan are actually not a good challenge, as when Reuven told Shimon to be a Shliach Leilacha to bring this get to his wife, and Shimon responded, I don't know who your wife is, and then Reuven told Shimon that he should go to Abba Ben Yumi, Mikamalei Abba Ben Yumi Veloyat, did Reuven say that that at this point I only want Avman Yumi to be my shliach loilacha, and you should not be the shliach, and you should specifically give this over to Avman Yumi. Certainly Reuven did not exclude Shimon from being his shliach loilacha. He was just adding on that it definitely allow you to create another shliach, and you could appoint Avman Yumi in your place to go and deliver this get if you don't find out who this woman is. And actually, according to Rav Kana, that said on Amud Aleph that Cholitnan, and we had three different pshatim in that Gemara, and it makes sense that he said that even though according to some that ain't shliach is a shliach, and according to others even if shliach is a shliach is only when he was sick or the shliach was an oinus. However, I'm giving you specific permission that you could go and create another shliach, and therefore Rav Ashi says that the way Rav Chanina bar Papa and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha handled the situation was perfectly fine. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, there's another version of the story. Rabba, that Rava said Kapchinu Rav Safra Lutasa Rabbanan Smuchi Betusa. Even though in the original version Rava agreed to Rav Safra, in this version Rava actually said that I do not agree with the Sfar of Rav Safra. And in this version, Rav Ashi actually agrees to Rav Safra, and Rav Ashi says to Rava, "My Teusa, why do you think Rav Safra made a mistake?" And certainly Rav Safra's question to Rav Avo, Rav Chanina bar Papa, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was correct, as even though Reuven originally appointed Shimon to be a shliach leilacha, but once Shimon told Reuven that I don't know who your wife is, so Reuven actually told Shimon that I don't want you to be my shliach leilacha any longer, and I want you to specifically go to Abba Ben Yumi. And as the Gemara says, that my ka'amalei, that what is it that Reuven told Shimon, Abba Ben Yumi v'loyat, that I specifically do not want you to be my shliach any longer, and I specifically want you to go and appoint Abba Ben Yumi as my shliach, and therefore Bezin didn't have an authority to go and appoint Abba Ben Yumi as the shliach leilacha. And we explain Rav Ashi in the Ikad Amri, like Rashi explains. However, Zok Taisis Harigas Rabbein Tam, Om Rav Ashi, my Teusa, ki kamalei Abba Ben Yumi v'loyat, the Kasi Rav Ashi lefarish, my Teusa, l'beizel l'shoynes Rav Ashi b'chuvonim, v'loy koi Ikad Amri ela milsa de Rava. And in the Chanami, even in the second version, Rav Ashi is coming to agree with Rav Safra and is not arguing with Rava according to the Ikad Amri, and really the Ikad Amri is only changing what Rava said, and the Ikad Amri is not changing what Rav Ashi said. And the Gemara continues with another story. Ahu Gavra, the Shadalei Gitel Debisu, Reuven sent a get with Shimon to his wife Rachel, Amalei L'shliach, and he said to Shimon, L'teisvel Nolei Atlas Nyamin, I want to make sure that you don't give this get to my wife Rachel until 30 days. Istis Begoy Tlas Nyamin, and Shimon became an Oinus during 30 days, and he knew that he won't be able to deliver this get after 30 days. So Asa Kamei Rava, so he came in front of Rava, Rav, and Rava told Shimon, Chol Tamei Mai, why is it that the Mishnah said, B'negei Achela, that you could go and appoint another Shliach, and Shliach is Isa Shliach, Mishnah the Oinus, because you're the Oinus. Hainami Onesu, over here also, you're an Oinus, and therefore you could appoint another Shliach. And therefore, Amalei's, they told the Shliach, Masa Mila, Kamedi Don, that you should hand over the get to us, and you should also say, Befari Nechta, Befari Nechtam, and the Rabasa Tosin Yaiman, Mashvina Shliach, Viyav Lainale, that after 30 days, we will appoint the Shliach, and that Shliach will go and give it to Rachel. Amalei Rabbanon Rava, the Rabbanon said to Rava, Vashliach, Shalei Nitel Gerishnu, Lachaira, since during this 30-day period, this Shliach cannot give the get to Rachel, so during this period of time, he's not a Shliach Lailacha, and how can you tell Shimon to give the get to you, and you'll create a Shliach after 30 days? So Amalahu, Rav responded to the Chum, Kim the Lubasa Tlas Nyayim, Mati Megarish, that since after 30 days, he certainly can be Megarish, this woman, Kishlich, Shinit Lagarishu, therefore, at this point, he's also considered Shlich Vagarishin, and he could give over the Shlichas. The Gemara asks, specifically in this case, since Reuven said that you should only give this get after 30 days, it must be that his Kavanah was that he wants to potentially get back together with his wife, and therefore, Velech Hashem Pius, how could the Shlich go and give this get to this woman if L'chayr we should be Chayish, that maybe this man already made up with his wife, and maybe they actually were misachet together, and l'chayr this would be a get yashan. Milay Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah me'achshav l'mabasi mekan vadyud beis chodesh u'mis petechid beis chodesh, that if someone says that this get should be chal from now, if I don't come from now until 12 months, and Reuven dies within 12 months, harei zeh get, it's considered a valid get. V'avinim bar, the Gemara asks a question, v'nech Hashem pious l'chayr we should be chayish, that maybe this is a get yashan, and therefore it should not be a valid get. V'am Rav Bar Huna, hachi amar Ab Mari mishpeid Rav, ba'imin amanus alai loy mishalei basi. Then that case was specifically talking about a scenario where the husband actually said mefurish that you could trust my wife if she says that I never came during this period of time. And clearly we see that the only reason why we're not chai Hashem pious is only because he made the statement. However, in our case where the husband did not make the statement, l'chay we should be chai Hashem pious, and it's a get yoshen. And the Gemara says ichsef that Rav was embarrassed and he thought that maybe he validated a get which was not valid. And the Gemara says l'soyfi glay milsa darusa havai. Afterwards they found out that this woman was actually a rusa, and Rav, and Rav says in Amr ben Nesua that even though we have a concept of Shem and Pius and we have to be chayish for get yoshen by Nesua because maybe they actually got back together, and as Rashi says, she chaviva love, that she's beloved by him and they already have a relationship Bishop Umchazel Paisa Yom Barusa, do you think that you'd say the same svara ben a gay arusa? And since in this case she was only arusa, therefore I properly said that it's a valid get, and we don't have to be choshish that maybe it's a get yashon, and we will stop over here.